going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Santos over to Buddy Hield. Rockets won't foul. Buddy dribbles up and shoots it after the buzzer. It doesn't matter. The final score of game one. The Golden State Warriors 95, the Houston Rockets 85. The Warriors have home court. And anytime in a playoff series, when you start on the road, you want at least a split. And they've got that. And playing with house money coming up for game two.
The Rockets coming out to play.
Oh, Tim, we're on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Did you forget what that felt like, Dub Nation? It's been a couple years, right? A playoff victory in Houston. The number two seeded Houston Rockets, who, Joe, at one point in the game with 5 minutes to go left in the third quarter, they hadn't even scored 50 yet. That was a smothering, and I mean smothering, defensive performance from the Golden State Warriors. Maybe one of the best defensive performances, albeit against a offensively challenged Rockets team. But that being said, Jimmy, Draymond, Moody, I saw Stephen Curry playing some good defense for most of that game. But ultimately, I don't think that was a better performance given the situation, given the circumstances, heading into that game and coming out of it. I'm feeling like top of the world if I'm a Warriors fan right now. Could anything have gone better this weekend for Dub Nation? Seriously.
We hit the lottery?
Well, that'd be great.
Jimmy!
Okay.
Jimmy!
There you
Jimmy,
go.
Jimmy! 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 Play the Jimmy Mac. I want to hear all of it. Like, honest to God, Jimmy Butler. I mean, the guy, playoff mode activated. I'm a believer. I have now subscribed.
The Monkees?
I have now subscribed to whatever the hell Jimmy Butler's doing. I absolutely loved everything about what happened yesterday. And here's the best part. You got contributions from your young guys down the stretch, which to me are huge momentum builders for young players, pivotal moments in their career, for Pods to have moments down the stretch, pivotal for Moody to hit multiple big shots after really not having it all game. I thought that was pivotal, and I'm so glad Steve Kerr went back to him. Obviously, it wasn't the greatest Draymond Green performance, but in terms of the psychological edge for one game, felt like he got the one up on Dylan Brooks. And as good as Şengün played, you could see Draymond and him, they're going to go at it. Steph Curry, just when you thought you've seen all the best Steph Curry shots that you've ever seen. I mean, most of us have been blessed to watch every dribble of his career. And you think, like, I've seen every kind of Steph shot that you could see. And then he hits that one near the sideline. It was one of the most, I mean, I feel like I said that. It's incredible. Every single time this guy does something, it's jaw-dropping. And then you're going up against a team, the Rockets, and Jimmy was so good in this one. But you're going up against a team in the Rockets. They've got bootleg Monte Ellis in Jalen Green. All he's trying to do is crash into five or six guys. Fred VanVleet is just going to keep doing bombs away from the outside.
Oh, wait, I saw just a ball go over here towards Marco or Kearney, wherever it is. Yeah, he just missed another one.
It was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen in my life. Awful. It was awful. But here's the thing. The Warriors have a lot of things they can clean up. That's the part where I'm even more encouraged. You won a game that you had control of, and I'm actually glad it became a game down the stretch, because to me that opens your eyeballs to, hey, we got to tinker with some of these lineups. We've got to rebound better. You know, they did a great job in zone defense. I saw a 1-3-1 at one time. I saw a 2-3, a 3-2. They were doing matchup zones. They did a great job overall defending the guards, defending the length, and packing the paint against a Houston team that clearly wants to get into the lane. And if you're going to force them into being a jump shooting team, that plays right into the Warriors' hands.
I mean, the points in the paint, 54 to 34 in favor of the Rockets. Second chance points, 22 to the Warriors, 12. But the fast break points, just running it up, running it up, running it up. And against a team that all we're talking about leading up to it is size and athleticism. Well, I don't give a damn about size and athleticism if you can't shoot the ball. Like seriously, the sport is called basketball. You put the ball into the hoop. Who's that? Who's my guy? Torian Prince, right?
Yes.
He's like, you know, when you get a rebound, you get the ball, and then when you score, you put it in the hoop.
You put it right back up.
You put it right back up. They can't do that. No. They can't score the ball. So, hey, God love them in the regular season. And Reggie Miller was talking about this on the TNT broadcast, him and Kevin Harlan. I thought Kevin Harlan had some outrageous calls yesterday. He was great. But he was like, yeah, this is why I was kind of skeptical on this team. Like, outside of Alperen Şengün, who can score, no one really else can. Well, and they can't, like, isolate and score. And then they couldn't get in the paint. Again, I go back to the interior defense of the Warriors yesterday.
It was really good.
It was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, the Twin Towers, if you will, the Steven Adams and Alperen Şengün, they were trying to go two big lineup. And I know they clawed their way back into the game with that and trying to go at them with size. But even when they were doing that, it was mostly just sloppy turnovers from the Warriors, and I know you have something to say about that Steve Kerr lineup with the last 5 minutes in the third corner.
That were just...
Yeah, I know. That being said, after they built that 20-point lead, it was 23 points, I think it was the highest lead the Warriors had, I was like, oh man, like, they can only beat themselves at this point.
Wow.
Like, I saw the blueprint in that game for why... No. That's a big thing, because as we know, the Warriors like to beat themselves.
No doubt. That's usually what it comes down to.
And
they weren't the team with 16, 17 turnovers. That was the Rockets.
That was the Rockets. But that being said, the Warriors did have 11 of them, and I felt a lot of those were just sloppy, careless giveaways that they could have just had points easily off those possessions.
Draymond almost threw multiple balls away. There was one where Steph turned his head. That's on both of them. Dylan Brooks is right there. Yeah, that's on both of them. And but there were multiple times like they struggled to just get an inbound play.
The Rockets can't score is what I'm saying, people. They just can't. And credit the Warriors' defense. Credit the Warriors' defense, I think, too, in parts of that. But also, just that's who the Rockets are all season long. So I don't expect that to change. Maybe they'll have a game here or there, but they can't do that for four games. They can't score for four games and win this series.
Well, they just can't. But this goes back to, remember when the Warriors played the Rockets, you know, down the stretch? I said to you guys, I go, why would you showcase that if you're going to play the Warriors? Why would you showcase Amen Thompson face guarding him for the whole game? You know the Warriors are going to adjust. To start the game, it got such a great, just the chess match back and forth. Mm. They went, this is what the Warriors did on defense. Moody was on Jalen Green. Steph was on Dylan Brooks. Pods was on Fred VanVleet. Jimmy on Amen Thompson. Dre on Şengün. Now, Şengün was able to basically get whatever he wants, and he's a fantastic player. We could argue about how impactful he is for winning and all that, but we all would agree, great touch around the rim.
He's an all-star.
He's a stud. Yeah. And him and Dre, clearly, they got beef.
Without him, they might have just scored like 60 points.
That's 100% agree.
He had 26 yesterday, so yes, not even. They would have scored 59.
But on defense, the Rockets put Dylan Brooks on Jimmy. Now, there were some switches, but they had Dylan on Jimmy, Amen on Steph, Jalen on pods. Şengün was playing way off of Moody so that he could basically be the Andrew Bogut to Moody's, you know, Tony Allen. They're going to dare him to beat them. And then Fred VanVleet was guarding Draymond like Draymond was a point guard. And I was thinking the same thing as everyone else. Guys, we got to adjust here early on in this game. And then you call a timeout. It's 7-13. GP2 checks in. And it just felt like the whole flow of the game, they adjusted to what they had kind of felt out from the Rockets early on. And they went on a run. And I think it credit to two things. Number one, Steph. Look, the box score says 31 points. He was better than the 31 points, I thought. He had some incredible teardrop layups that he was taking, and he didn't settle for poor threes. I thought he did a great job getting into the lane, splitting these doubles as they were trying to run him off. And Jimmy Butler, slowing things down, getting whatever he wants. He has an in-and-out right-handed move where he kind of goes like this, like crossover in-out move where he can get to his shot. And then he has the back down, and if the back down's not working where he thinks he can shoot right up and over you on the midi, he'll just face you up. He'll just face you up and try to go to the lane.
You know what I love about his game?
So good.
You know what I love about his game?
So good.
It matters in the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
We like to poo-poo the mid-range jump shot. Oh, this guy can't shoot a three-ball. He can't shoot a three-ball. Well, when you have the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the sport on your team, I don't really care about him shooting three-ball.
Yes.
He's the best mid-range shooter in today's NBA. I think we sleep on that.
Jimmy?
He's the best. Yes. I'd say in the NBA right now, Kevin Durant, maybe.
KD,
right? Because he can get his spot anywhere.
Shea,
okay, sure.
Jimmy's right up there.
Yeah,
I would agree.
Like, he's in the conversation of best one. I think Reggie said, Reggie Miller, again, one of the greatest shooters ever, he was saying, for his money, still the best mid-range shooter in the game. Maybe DeMar DeRozan up there I'd throw in as well. But that plays in the playoffs. When I saw the team on the opposite end, a lot of 19, 20, 21-year-olds try to jump shoot the ball, and they just clank.
Well, Amen Thompson,
miss.
Why would you come out onto the 3-point line? You just packed the paint, right?
It was that was not
How
a good performance for him.
Look, just, I love Monte Ellis. He's one of my favorite, like, pre this era of Warrior basketball, one of my favorite players, because it's all we had. Like, we cling to him. So I hold him in high regard. That being said, when I watch Jalen Green, I go, is this what others saw in Monte that we didn't see? Like, just speedy, flying into four or five different guys at the lane.
It's incredible.
And couldn't hit him. No, I thought Monte's midi was much better.
Right.
But, like, Jalen can't hit water. I read that he has been held to 5 points over his last five games. That's his average. And he's played the Clippers, the Nuggets, the Warriors. Like, look at their last five games that he's actually played in. He's averaging, like, over 5 points a game. That's not good.
Well, he had 7 yesterday. A whole grand total of 7 in 31 minutes.
If you told me he scored 0, I would have believed you.
3 of 15 overall. Check this out. Jalen Green, 3 of 15 overall from the floor. Fred VanVleet, 4 of 19.
I thought he settled for bad shots too. Like, I know they're going to say shots are going to go in, and I agree. They will hit more outside shots. But Joe, wouldn't you agree that the Warriors, they made them take a lot of bad, poor shot clock, late in the clock shots?
Yes, and there was a point in the broadcast yesterday where Reggie Miller just said, Fred VanVleet is trying out there. That is not what you want to hear. Game one of a playoff game. He's trying out there. Yeah, the champion from 2019. And I jokingly tweeted it. By the way, @Spadoni_Joe. Follow me. But he's like, it looks like he used all of his offensive game in his career against the Warriors in that 2019 finals. Because he couldn't miss a shot then, back in six years ago.
I got beef with him still for that.
I know.
And I will for the rest of my life.
Of course. But I take a little bit solace as a fan knowing that he used it all up then because he can't shoot a lick against them. I think he's shooting now less than 20%. Against the Warriors his last few years. He's been awful.
They will adjust. They will hit more shots.
Adjust.
Joe, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. And obviously the Warriors are very lucky in this. They controlled that game. They've got enough things to work on. Like, look, offensive rebounds are a problem. We can all see it. Like, Steven Adams was excellent in creating second, third, and fourth chance opportunities. That will bite you. You have to clean that up, right? You have to believe they're going to shoot better, just even if you're contesting shots. Guys, these are NBA players. They drive big cars and live in big houses, too. They're going to hit buckets at some point.
Get out cribs.
And you got to look at it from the offensive perspective. The Warriors are going to need Potts to continue to score. They're going to need Moody to continue to score. They're going to have to get something out of Quentin Post or Kevon Looney, one of these bigs. Maybe you break the glass and you play TJD for a couple of minutes and just see something. I thought Gee gave them some positivity at points. Buddy Hield, if he's going to play, he's going to have to score. So there, it can't just be Jimmy and Steph. Yes, it's a great recipe for one game. I thought, as great as everything went, there are still fixable things that they're going to have to tinker with to continue to maintain pace.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We would love your participation right there. Again, streaming all day long reaction, whether it's Morning Roast, Steiny Goo, Willard Dibbs, we got it all.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Your home for Golden State Warriors basketball right here on 95.7 The Game. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. We want to hear from the people today, Joe. I mean, they won game one. It's their first game one win, snapping a three-game losing streak of game ones in the playoffs.
Really?
Three straight times.
Because that would be Kings, Lakers,
and the Celtics.
And losing. The Celtics.
There you go.
Wow.
So there you
go. Going that, wow.
So there you go. It's been a minute since they've won a game one.
You know what I was thinking in that first quarter when, you know, they're down early and, you know, you watch that other game. Like, anybody who has eyeballs was like, oh, my God. OKC is running Memphis out of the gym within the first 2 seconds.
I think we all saw that coming. Whoever OKC had in that first game, it could have been the Warriors.
And that, yes. But that was my point. Yeah. I think the rest was so imperative for this team, this particular Warrior team, to get it. They had to have that. They had to have that rest. And now I'm sitting here and they've got Monday to rest, Tuesday to rest, Wednesday's the game. Then they get Thursday to rest, Friday to rest, Saturday's game three. This could not have worked out any better for the Warriors.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. Guest promotion, it's the people today at 888-957-9570. We're reacting again to a Warriors 95-85 victory over the Houston Rockets.
Just huge.
1-0, one of only two road teams this weekend to win in the first round. Minnesota Timberwolves were howling on Saturday
Chris
night.
Chris Finch and them
howling
guys?
As they blow out LaLuca and LeBron James.
Yay!
Yikes.
Well,
they got trouble over there, and that would be the team again. It's early. We're not saying the Warriors are, this is a cakewalk. We're not saying. But if you want to look ahead, that would be, if you're just judging by the first games, Warriors, T-Wolves. I don't know.
Well, you had all weekend to digest these other matchups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of had a chance to see
Nuggets and Clippers was incredible on Saturday, by the way. Overtime again? Man.
Well, I'm glad we're not in that.
Right. Like,
honestly, now because you kind of were here.
Yeah.
Hey, the Rockets is the matchup. And I'm watching and I'm thinking, all right, we would have had a couple of extra days of rest. But the reality is that now that we're here, that we've actually, and they got that 4 days, you were right. This was the matchup.
You might have been right. The Lakers might be cooked. Like, you might have wanted them first.
Yeah, but you could have been a 4-5.
It's true.
Right? Like, you could have been in that nugget. Like, again, of all the alterations, the alternate universes, they got the 4 days of rest. They clearly needed it. Steph looked, his legs looked great. Dre didn't play a great game, but you could tell his legs looked better. I didn't think it was a good game by any stretch for Dre. He had moments. He had a couple of really nice strips.
I thought
Jimmy was so good off ball defensively. He was hounding them.
Draymond had a clutch put back late. Credit to Pods.
100%.
Credit for Pods for saving that ball.
Yes. But Pods also hit some big threes early in the game to kind of stabilize the half court.
Moses Moody with a huge answer in the 3-point.
Yeah, two big shots.
Too big.
He had the shot clock running down mid-range. And then he had the other one in the corner was at the left-hand side corner three.
Yep.
That was a huge three because they had to hit a three. Was it Jabari Smith?
Correct.
The guy who I think is actually the most deadly moving forward is Jabari Smith.
Well, he can get a shot off. He only had three field goal attempts, Jabari Smith Jr.?
He is the guy that I think is the matchup that we need to slow him down.
He's 6'10". He can shoot over anyone on the Warriors,
too. He's a three-level
scorer. He is. Yeah, 11 points for him. Again, 3 for 3. Tari Eason, 3 of 10 off the bench for Houston. But Gary Payton coming off the bench, 3 of 6, 7 points for him. Buddy Buckets, I'm going to need more from that. 2 points there. I thought Buddy was trying defensively. He had some moments. Can we get a loose ball rebound, Buddy? There's a couple Buddy Butterfingers moments yesterday.
How many second, third? I think there was one. There was a fourth chance opportunity. Did Steven Adams create? He's in low.
Oh my God, he is.
He's an absolute low.
That was a tough match. I'll say for Quentin Post. I know a lot of people are harping on him. That's a tough matchup. Those are two seasoned veteran bigs, specifically for Steven Adams, who's, I think, only 31 still. It feels like he's been in the league forever.
I want to break that down because that's the one little tiny thing where I'm like, maybe I bust the glass on a guy on the bench.
888-957-9570. And remember, it's the same number to call or text. By the way, Joe, you weren't here for this. We got a new sponsor for the text line.
What?
Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, baby.
Let's go.
So let's call or text that number. It's the same number to do both. 888-957-9570. Warriors approved a 1-0 in this first round series. Let's talk about it. And that's what's coming up in the game, brought to you by Chilton Autobody. Leading this series 1-0 in the first round against the Houston Rockets. Yeah, Rockets coming out to play. Yeah, their offense did not. Defense, okay. But there's two parts of basketball, people. There's offense and defense. And that might have been one of the worst offensive displays I've ever seen in the first. Like, I felt like I was watching 1995 basketball. And no, it wasn't Hakeem Olajuwon on that team. There wasn't Kenny the Jet Smith. That was just, and again, credit the Warriors, Joe. But my God, if I have to watch another Fred VanVleet miss, another Jalen Green miss, another Tyrese Eason miss, my eyeballs are going
to
fall out.
Joe, I saw in the second quarter when Guy Santos checked in, I had to rewind it. I couldn't believe it. I go, are they playing a 1-3-1? And they were.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. Now, they also ran a 2-3 and some sort of a 3-2, and then they did like a matchup.
They were doing a lot of different,
but they
looks.
They went 1-3-1 like it was sixth grade CYO. I couldn't believe it. But you know what? It was the appropriate thing to do because that team can't shoot. They cannot shoot. And look, they will shoot better than what they did in this last game.
They can only shoot better, I think.
But if you're going to allow, you know, Draymond and Jimmy Butler to be able to play in a zone and not have to wear them down in individual matchups, you're in trouble. Like, you're in big trouble.
Well, they're in big trouble, too, because there's going to be a Pajemski game. There's going to be a Moody game. And again, Pajemski had 14 points yesterday. But when I say a Pajemski game, efficiency will be there for him. Moody, he'll get some more shots up. Like, Buddy Hield's going to have a game at some point. It's baked into the equation. And when that happens, yeah, that would have been a blowout win yesterday for the Warriors. If they get anything from the others, like, the Rockets have no chance in this series. But again, if the Rockets get anything from anyone else at any time, it would have been a much tighter game. And again, the Warriors have no one else to blame for themselves for letting them back into that game. But it's the playoffs. People are going to make runs. You're not going to blow it. It's not going to be what we saw with the Thunder and Grizzlies real quick over the weekend. What was that, 50 points? Ja. They won by?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Ja could barely run.
It looked brutal. They were saying injections, and it was like, he just shut him down. What's the point?
Where is Ja?
It just makes Dallas lost Friday night just.
Well, they're cooked, too. By the way, Warriors postseason coverage, Joe, is brought to you by the Agape Golf Tournament on Monday, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club, presented by Atco Pest Control. Check this out.
Oh, cool.
Steiny Aguru going to be broadcasting live.
What day is that?
That's going to be on Monday, next Monday, a week from today, April 28th at Stone Tree Golf Club. Tickets just $15.
Are we allowed to play?
I would like to. We didn't get invited. I mean, it is what it is. Steiny and Goo broadcasting live from 10 to 2. And if you want to play, go to 957thegame.com.
I got nothing going on.
And click on the events tab to sign up. All proceeds will benefit the North Bay and Golden Gate Regional Centers, as well as the San Francisco Autism Society of the Bay Area. I binge watched Love on the Spectrum this weekend about people with autism going dating and stuff like that. It was great. I enjoyed it very much. I highly recommend it. Great series. Love on the Spectrum. There you go.
So there's a moment in this game where it was getting a little frenetic, and they check in Guy Santos, and we're all thinking the same thing, like, oh, so they're going to Guy over Kuminga here, right? Which is fine, whatever.
Well, and Anthony Slater tweeted out, like, yeah, Kuminga's going to either be a late rotation piece or not playing. Like, that's basically what he insinuated in his tweet.
I still think that at some point in this series, they're going to go to him, either because someone else is ineffective or maybe they're looking for something. Like, I don't know, but that's neither here nor there.
Dude, a lot of people were clamoring for him. I saw a lot of people were texting me. A lot of people were at me. Where's Kuminga? These guys aren't up to the task. Potts and Moody are shrieking in the big moments.
Well, Moody didn't play for a big stretch in the second, like late third quarter, and then into the fourth. Then he did, and I thought he held his own.
Well, people were calling that, and then immediately they had like a 23 point.
Yeah, they went on a little run.
Let's relax. They won the game without him.
So second quarter, Guy Santos checks in. They go to a 1-3-1 defense, and then Guy gets picked, but then immediately makes it up by banging a three. And then they hit a three. Then Buddy hits a three. And then we're going back and forth. I'm like, wow, I'm loving this pacing. And it just felt like from about midway through the first quarter, after Steph hit a couple of little like runner layups high off the glass, they were in full control. And I'm talking about pacing. I thought defensively. Now, were there some things on offense that they're going to have to clean up? Yeah, like Paz is going to have to take more middies. You know, Draymond, I think, is going to have to be a little more assertive offensively. I think at times when they're going through a drought, running the offense through Jimmy's not a bad thing.
No, I want that more.
I kind of do, too. And I saw him do that late in the fourth quarter when we desperately needed one. I texted the group that I'm like, can we get a Jimmy ISO here? We did. He scored a bucket. Boom, we went away. But to me, it's like the little things. Smart defense without fouling, right? This is a team that missed a bunch of free throws. What, they missed 9 free throws yesterday? The Houston Rockets?
Yeah, they went 11 of 20 at the line.
So I think 20's probably, I'd like to be under that number.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to foul that much, right? I want to contest without fouling. I want to box out better. There's a lot that they could clean up. The one area, when they went Şengün and Steven Adams, they went double bigs. I'm looking at it from my particular vantage point. I wonder what Kerr's kind of chess match is going to be. If you go to Kevon Looney in that situation, I feel like it's a lose-lose. And I love Kevon. We all love Kevon. He cannot block or box out Steven Adams.
No.
So the only way to attack them is probably through offense, meaning if they're going to play Steven Adams, I'm going to lose the defensive rebounding stuff to their offensive rebounds 9 out of 10 times. So how can I make them, you know, feel the punishment of playing Steven Adams? It's crushing them on offense.
Yeah.
Meaning when the Warriors have the ball, you have to expose Steven Adams and Şengün, that bigger lineup. I think of a couple of things. Either you go to TJD and maybe he's a little bouncier. Maybe he can do a little something. And athletically, you run a pick and roll and get him going downhill on Steven Adams.
Maybe. His shot wasn't all that great to begin with. Like, in the interior, the layups have not been great for him. But I hear you. You want just for a different look?
I just think you should try something.
Okay. It's going to be tough, though. It's going to be tough.
Maybe it's Quinn Post. And I go, hey, Quinn, I know you're getting bodied here. You got to shoot. You're going to have to stretch the floor and make Steven Adams come out and guard you. Or it's Guy Santos at a small ball 5, which I'm not mad at. Like, I'm really not. I think he's skilled. I think he can bang the wider body. Maybe it's Kuminga. I don't know. But that particular lineup, when they go Sengun and Steven Adams, I don't think playing a traditional slower big in Looney, I don't think that's the play. I know they're going to probably go back to it. I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe you go with TJD. It's just a thought I have. Maybe you give him a minute.
I'm not mad at it. 888-957-9570. Same number to call or text. The Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. Biggest takeaway from the Warriors game one victory over the Houston Rockets. We're talking about it all show long. Let's go to the calls right now because we got some people hanging on. Let's go to Ray B in SF.
What's up, Ray?
Let's talk about Jimmy freaking Buckets. What's up, Ray? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Joe Shasky, how are you? Ev Dog, nice to talk to you guys today. Great win for the Dubs last night. Jimmy Buckets with the 18-footer face-up, knockdown. Kind of a night-night. That was sweet. But my favorite part of the game was Pajemski playing his first NBA playoff game. And he was like, what? I can punch people? Sign me up. Hey, that's it. I'm going to take my answer off the air. Talk to you guys later.
Punch people. Well, he called me Ev Dog, first of all. That's Evan Giddings, who was on last night.
Ev Dog.
Shout out E Dog. And I gave him that nickname, by the way, E Dog, uh-huh. Evan Giddings. I was the one that gave him that. He just joined our show.
Like, I love Evan, but there's only one E Dog in my life, and that's Eric Bellotto. And he's been E Dog for over 25 years.
That's fun. I don't know him, so I gave E Dog.
Next question.
There you go.
E D O double G. I think he was Santa Clara Peace Officer of the Year 1 year.
Wow, look at him. Okay. He's a police officer, but
he's a great cop.
But it's a peace officer.
In his own eyes.
Oh, in his own eyes. Well, he got the award for it, so there you go. Let's go to Dirty and Allen Rock. Let's clean up that last call, whatever that was.
What's up, Dirty?
Dirty, what's going on, man? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's been a while, man. I moved to Phoenix, and I was actually out there when Curry hit that ridiculous game winner. I was at a Phoenix bar in Sunny Slope. It's not the nicest area of Phoenix, but I was draped in yellow and gold. I mean, blue and gold, you know how I do. But I'm just glad to talk to y'all again. I wanted to say what I took from the game yesterday, man, and what I really loved about it was like a regular game. I mean, it was a playoff game, but it was a regular feel, like the way it was going. There was nothing explosive. There was just a few splashes here and there. But what I liked was the calm over the storm, because there was a time in the game where they were beating us up on the glass where I was getting a little nervous. They got some trees down there. We got some baby trees, but our guys could hit threes, and we need to stretch the floor, like you said, with Post. And he could do that. I know he could do that. I know he's going to have one game in this series where he blows it, but where he blows some threes. But I wanted to say what I really love, the last caller said, Pajemski. The guy was just so calm. He belongs in the moment. I know why we put a no trade on this guy, because he's just, we can't move this dude. He's the future too. And the way he found GP down in the lane, it was just so simple, but it was so beautiful. And my last take, we can't put enough sauce on that Moody three. Mm-hmm. You go from down four with 2 minutes left, and then 3 seconds later, you're back down seven. And it feels like a damn knife in the gut. I loved it, man. Thank you for taking the call. Good to talk to you guys. I'll be calling in soon.
Good. I'm glad to hear from Dirty. He's a long-time caller. It's been a minute for him. So thank you, 888-957-9570. And he's talking about trees, the big trees that are the Houston Rockets, Alperen Sengun, Steven Adams. Well, yesterday was 420, and in honor of that, the Rockets were smoking a lot of layups yesterday.
I thought Draymond did a good job. Draymond did a really good job not catching the bait. Because this team wants to... Now, look, it was an unnecessary thing to probably give a little what-for to... I call it the what-for to
a little
Sengun.
Whatever that is.
But him and Dylan also had a couple of moments where they came together, and Dylan crashed into GP2, obviously inadvertently or whatever.
Did you like the Rockets R that was braided into the back
actually,
of Dylan?
I thought that was pretty sick.
It actually kind of was cool.
I thought that was pretty sick.
Oh, heck yes.
Jan loved it. Jan of Mountain View.
My cousin JP Money was like, dude, that's so sick. He loved it. He thought it was great.
You thought you were going to get a GSW in the back, Joe? Get a little
I don't have enough
there?
Hair left on my head.
Well, we'll get you plugs.
Getting a little thin up
get
there.
Get you some extensions.
As the little guy grows hair, I'm losing mine.
That's what happens. What's coming up, the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Biggest takeaway from the Warriors win last night, 95-85. Was it the defense? Was it Jimmy Buckets for you coming in clutch? Was it Stephen Curry driving to the lane when that three-point shot wasn't hitting early, and then just going absolutely insane with some of the shots he was making. Like, was it Brandon Pajemski? Was it some of the young guys stepping up in big moments? That was a big question mark for a lot of you. Did that answer a lot of questions, yesterday's victory? Are there more still to be answered for you going forward? 888-957-9570. Spadoni and Shasky, come on back. Morning Roast rolling, baby. I think he said, Joe, that should not geometrically be possible for Stephen Curry to hit that shot. Only Kevin Harlan could do it and
well,
say it like that.
You feel like you've seen every kind of Steph shot that is like imaginable.
It's great.
And look, that one was unreal, and they needed it at that particular point in time. But, Joe, why was I as impressed with some of the layups that he hit in traffic?
You know why? Because he didn't have a shot early, and we knew the Rockets were going to come at him and come at it hard, yeah. Right? They were going to be hounding him, and they were grabbing him, they were holding him. We knew that was going to be the case. That's what Ime Udoka does to him, and that's what he preaches, physical, hard defense. And you know what Stephen Curry does? You know what the great ones do?
What's that?
Whether it's Michael, whether it's Kobe, whether it's LeBron, whether it's Tim Duncan. Steph is part of that. They adjust. Okay. You want to take away that from me? Fine. I'm still one of the best get-to-the-rim guys in the league in the point guards. As your guy, Fred VanVleet, is struggling to get to the rim or get his shot off. Yeah, this is the difference between a Fred VanVleet point guard and a Stephen Curry point guard. I can get any shot I want at any time. And he does that. He's crafty around the rim. He's not, again, is he the greatest finisher of all time? No, but he's pretty freaking good. And I've been actually very impressed in the last 5-6 years, him improving that part of his game. Because where he is now compared to he was, I don't know, a decade ago, as far as it goes finishing, and that goes to his physical skill sets and him going to the gym, him working out, him bulking up a little bit more, getting a little bit stronger.
Absolutely.
So he can bang up against these big bodies, right? And I think that's why you were so impressed, Joe, is because he wasn't settling.
No.
Because it'd be one thing if he was chucking. He was chucking. We saw that all night from the Houston side. They didn't need to do that. Slow things down, be methodical, get to your spots, go to the paint. And then they had to start honoring that, and then he got more open looks for other guys.
I actually think there's going to be more of an emphasis on attacking the rim for the Warriors offensively, because they were clearly like, hey, we're not going to let Steph beat us from beyond the arc. Okay, fine. How many times did he split double teams? How many times did he just kind of knife his way to where he wanted to go? And I think this is where Buddy, Moody, GB2 excels at this already, but I'm talking about the other guys. Pajemski, moving without the ball as Steph Curry is attacking the cup. You can be a guy who can be a cutter. Now, they're not going to finish in the lane with authority, but I still think that Draymond, Pods, Jimmy even, all of these other guys that are going to play alongside Steph, they can be the benefactor of him attacking the hoop if they just move without the ball a little better. You don't have to just stand at the three-point line.
Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. The number is 888-957-9570. The same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And again, we were talking about confidence level. I think it was Grandy and I on Thursday. And shout out Mark Grandy and Bonte holding it down for you when you were out, Joe.
Oh, Bonte was in, huh?
He did. Oh, Bonte was in rare form. He was TV Bonte
for
sure.
So I guess we blew our entire budget, huh, bringing Bonte back.
Well, of course. It's the king, Joe. I mean, the king gets what he wants. The king's cut. By the way, he was tooting his own horn about the House of Prime Rib bet.
It'll be a great meal for just him.
Apparently, you've ghosted him on social. He even went at you on social and brought it up.
Oh, I didn't realize I had to acknowledge him.
Oh, my God.
On social media.
When the king talks, you answer. That's
exactly right. The king gets what he wants. And he wants the King Bonte cut from House of Prime Rib.
I thought he was, you know, shredding. I thought he was trying to lose weight right now. I thought we were like, everybody's in a health mode. Well, I was thinking maybe Jamba Juice.
Well, no, you can get your prime rib. But you don't get the sides. You don't get the bread and all the other crap.
I mean, doesn't it all go with it?
No, but you get the protein of the prime rib. You see, that's the OGs know.
I'm thinking
Sam
portion
Carter.
Control for Bonte.
No. I think one night won't kill us.
No, well, what's us? I want to like nip this in the bud right now.
No, it's Spadoni.
No.
It's Lubman.
It's Bonte
and Shasky.
And there's
Bonte
Carter.
Only.
There's Risotto.
Carter,
I think Ken got an invite.
Yeah, Carter got an invite. Hey. By the way, real quick, we'll get back to the Warriors. But more importantly, congratulations, Carter Chickering, a married man. Give me the
thank
DJ
you.
Horn.
Thank
give
you.
Me the applause. Let's go. Congratulations,
thank
Carter.
You.
How do you feel? You feel any different?
I feel very married.
Do you feel any different?
Yes, I feel way older, honestly.
Oh,
so much older.
Here's the question
that
I have.
Get back to me in a year.
After spending all that money on food and everything for the wedding, what did you end up eating at 3 a.m. when you got back to whatever place that you guys were resting your head that night?
Nothing. I curled up in a ball.
She didn't order pizza or anything?
No. Just went straight to bed.
Crashed, huh?
Hard.
What about the next morning?
Big breakfast. Whole
yeah,
thing.
I was going to say,
you
okay.
You needed it.
Yeah, there's always the decompression breakfast that you have to pay for.
You need the hangover breakfast. You need all that grease. You need everything. You
absolutely.
Need that. Absolutely. Well,
congratulations, buddy.
I saw some posts from some 95 Cent The Game employees that was partying
was
with Carter.
Were you jealous?
Well, I saw...
probably.
After the party is the after party.
Evan Gaines.
After the party is the hotel lobby.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Lucas Alexander
Lucas?
Was there until the very end.
Fight on, Alexander was there.
Let me guess, the alligator arm kid didn't pull out his wallet once.
Don't remember.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you. Trust me, I've been around him enough. He doesn't pay for anything.
So I think I started this whole conversation by saying we were talking about confidence level with Mark Grandy on Thursday heading into the series, and it was what gives you the most confidence, what gives you the least confidence. Well, I'm asking the question now after that game one win, 95-85, like. How much more confident are you now about taking this series?
Well,
and again, I'm not going to say how many games, but the confidence level for Dubs fans waking up this morning, Joe, has got to be sky high.
It's sweet.
Because you didn't even shoot the ball all that well. I know Steph and Jimmy did, and those are your two guys. And that's baked into the equation, but like Pods can shoot. I know he can shoot so much better. I know Moses can shoot the ball better. I know Buddy's going to have a game. I know Quentin's not going to be that bad. Again, I think a lot of people were very hard on Quentin Post yesterday. The guy has been a pro for four months.
Warrior fans have zero tolerance for a young player?
I know. Yeah, stop me if you've heard that one before. But Quentin Post...
He'll have his moments.
Everyone was crushing the guy yesterday. I know a big boss man was saying, oh, this is what, where's Quentin doing? I was like, Steven Adams... is really freaking good. All right, I know
he's been really,
he's a big boy.
I mean, it's not like Kevon Looney was like killing it.
And he's a crafty veteran. Steven Adams knows what he's doing. Yeah, he's probably one of the better 6'11", 7-foot guys coming off the bench in this league. And Alperen Şengün
was destroying Draymond, who's a great defender.
Yes, he's an all-star. Like, that's a tough assignment for the guy. If he just knocks down some threes early, again, talking about some of these young guys, getting their confidence going early. I thought Gui Santos was confident in his shot.
That's why I think the Moody and the Pods closing minutes to me was extremely important for them. That's their first big playoff moment for the both of those guys.
Yes.
You know, I know Moody played a little bit in the finals.
This is their start.
Way back when, but I think two big shots in the final, whatever, 3 minutes, whatever it was, and then Pods with multiple big plays. He's got to take that midi, though. He took a couple midi floaters.
Right.
I want him to keep taking it. Even if you miss a little here and there, you got to keep taking it. I want Pods to be aggressive offensively because I do believe that those shots are going to be there for him. And I love that he didn't dribble into the corner on one of those possessions when they were trying to push tempo. He gets kind of double-teamed. And instead of going to the corner, he kind of dribbled out of the corner, then kind of knifed in, and that was when he made that beautiful backdoor pass to GP2.
Well, I love Pajemski yesterday, 3 of 8 overall, so it wasn't his greatest shooting night, 5 of 13, but again, he saw the open threes and that they were daring him to shoot them. And again, I know it drives us nuts sometimes when he dribbles out of it. He's like, God, you gotta take that shot. And I hear you. Sometimes there's gonna be opportunities and moments where he's gonna have to be doing that, but just dribbling up, settling for a better shot, or just dishing it off to an open GP2 under the rim. I thought that was a great play fourth quarter. Just taking what the defense gives you. We talk about that a lot in football, right? The quarterback taking what the defense gives you. By the way, it is draft week. We will react on Friday. What are the 49ers going to do in the first round? It is.
This week is draft week?
It is.
I know, completely forgot.
I think a lot of Niners fans did. But it is.
Well, unless you're on...
The pick is going to be in?
Unless you're on Niners YouTube, where I've been exhausted with draft coverage for the last 4 months.
What are they talking about on Niners YouTube?
I mean, how every player is a bust or not a bust. Or a superstar.
I truly believe Colin Kaepernick could be the greatest quarterback ever.
Like if you go down 49er YouTube rabbit hole, okay? And God bless everyone creating content. I have convinced myself and talked myself out of every left tackle, every defensive end, every outside linebacker. I've convinced myself that they should take the 6'5 kid from Arizona. I've convinced myself they need a safety.
You and convinced yourself Ashton Jeanty, I think you've said on these airwaves.
I could see us taking Shador. I could see us taking
that.
Like, that's how crazy it is right now.
If they draft Shador Sanders, then yes.
Stop it.
I was going a little long.
If they draft Shador Sanders in the first round, then yes, it will be 49ers talk on Friday all day long.
It's all Warriors today, but I will tell you this. What the hell is going on with Brock Purdy contract? No.
Negotiations.
No. Something's going on, dude. Something's going on.
Nothing's happening. They're not trading him. They're going to sign him.
I just said, like, what's going on?
It's negotiations.
Yeah, well, it should not be. They told me for three. You know what? I'm not going to. Today's not the day.
Don't.
I had a great Easter. You know, I know the Giants blew a horrible lead.
Yikes.
But, like, I had a great Easter. My boy Mike Trout, who I wanted to trade for, boy, does that.